This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing must continue in a mission mode. Chairing a high-level security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Shah asserted that all the resources will be made available to achieve the goal of terror-free J&K at the earliest. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained. The meeting was attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, IB Director Tapan Kumar Deka, and the Chief Secretary and DGP of the Union Territory. Heads of Central Armed Police Forces and other senior officers were also present in the meeting. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to lasting peace in J&K and completely eliminating terrorism. Reiterating the zero-tolerance policy against terrorism, Mr. Shah said that due to sustained and coordinated efforts of the Modi government, and terror ecosystem in J&K has been crippled. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will begin today in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya announced this while addressing media in New Delhi today. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held tomorrow in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. Mr. Mandaviya said that more than 2,500 youth from across the country and abroad will participate in the four-day event. He said that ISRO astronauts Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and Group Captain Prasanth Nair will interact with the participants, while Indian women's cricket team Captain Harmanpreet Kaur will take part in the fireside interaction. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer that 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present 26 shields to the best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to the Indian Railways. The Ministry of Railways said that 26 shields will be awarded to personnel who played a critical role in ensuring safe and seamless railway operations during large-scale events such as the Mahakumbh. The Ministry of Textiles has unveiled the district-led textiles transformation initiative in the National Textile Ministers' Conference in Guwahati yesterday. According to the Ministry of Textiles, it is a strategic initiative designed to catalyze inclusive and sustainable growth across the country's textile landscape. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility. The centre has rolled out port infrastructure and digital governance projects worth 235 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu, aimed at strengthening the state's maritime capacity and advancing India's maritime-led growth strategy. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, launched the projects while addressing the Viksit Bharat, Viksit Ports program in Chennai yesterday. He said the initiatives reflect the centre's focus on building climate-resilient, digitally enabled and globally competitive ports. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist ace shuttler P.V. Sindhu will take on third-seeded Japanese Akane Yamaguchi in the quarterfinal of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur today. Tamil Nadu topped the medal table on day 4 of the Khelo India Beach Games 2026 at Ghogla Beach by winning 2 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze medals through strong performances in Penkak Silat and beach volleyball. And that is the end of this news bulletin.